Hi, everyone. Welcome to this installment of Dave Rabbit's Above TopSecret.com Springer Sprung, where I get to have a candid conversation with my great friend Springer, who is one of the three amigos at the number one worldwide conspiracy theory website, AboveTopSecret.com, or as I lovingly call it, Disneyland for Nuts, which is the perfect forum home for Dave Rabbit and Radio First Termer. You want little green men? We got them. You want secret military and government projects? Ha! A piece of cake. Political, religious, and human implant conspiracies? Child's play. So get smart. Put on your human suits. Land those fucking flying saucers somewhere other than Area 51. Put your phasers on stun and listen to this show. It's time to talk with my number one amigo, Springer.
And here we are again for another exciting episode for Springer Sprung. This is episode 2. Shit, I can't believe we've actually done two of these damn things.
We're not done yet, baby.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I'm getting all these U2Us from all these people saying, you know, damn, we didn't know Springer cussed, you know, damn, you know. And before we begin this podcast, I have to remind everybody, this is an explicit podcast. I forgot to put that on the upload, and the next time I went to ATS to see it, AboveTopSecret.com, there was this big 2-inch letter, explicit, 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 and so I thought, what the hell is that bullshit? And Springer just told me that he had to go back and he had to go back and did it too. And so anyway, when you do a podcast, you have a little button that says, is this clean or is it explicit or whatever? And I thought if you just clicked explicit, that it would, you know, transcend into telling people about it. Obviously, it does not. So, okay, lesson learned. Anyway, we're going to say fuck a lot on this show. So, if you
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
If you have virgin ears, then you need to maybe go to Bambi's website or something. Not Bambi the whore, but Bambi the little deer. Okay, let's start this thing. Tonight we're going to go into one of the threads. But before we get into this thing, I got a bitch. I told you the first fucking thing I was going to say is how you kill the entire fucking episode of one of the things I did on the podcast because you take things literally. So this is very brief, folks. As some people know, millions of fans around the world know now. Sometimes Springer doesn't know everything that I'm doing. But I'm doing this rock show. It's called The Rabbit Zone. And so it's a very cool show. We introduce new rockers, and it's just really got some great bands and some music. And it's just a lot of fun to do. And I'm really kind of really getting into it. It's really taken me several episodes to kind of get my feet wet, but I'm kind of really getting into it now. So anyway, I upload this episode to Podomatic, which is my home base, and then I also upload it to my second home base, which is AboveTopSecret.com. So, anyway, the thing about AboveTopSecret.com that I really like as opposed to Podomatic, I mean, there's things I love about both of them as far as the podcast goes, but the thing I love about AboveTopSecret.com is it creates a thread when you upload there. And you can carry on kind of a instantaneous almost a conversation with folks that are coming in and listening to your podcast. I was looking at it one evening since the last Springer Sprung. I noticed that somehow or other, it's just kind of crazy, you know, how the internet is. It's just weird. But one of the things that I replied to somebody was posted twice. So I said, oh, shit, no big deal. My friend, my best bud, Springer, you know, I've emailed him before and said, hey, this thing's kind of screwy. You know, can you fix it? And you know, voila, you know, he sends it back to me or whatever. So I just emailed him. I said, hey, Springer, I said, you know, there's a duplicate post on this particular thread. Would you mind killing it for me? And so, you know, an hour passes maybe, and the thing dings that I've got incoming mail. And he goes, no problemo. You know, and he's got this little fucking smiley face bullshit thing. And I'm going, okay, cool. So I'm moving on to other things. Well, I go back into AboveTopSecret.com, and I'm looking at the episodes. And I'm going, where the fuck is my episode 3? And I said, God, there's 1, 2, then jumps to 4, you know, and five at the time. I hadn't done, I had done four maybe. But three's gone. And I'm going, what the hell is this? I'm thinking, well, shit, maybe I need to clear my cache, you know? So I, you know, exit out, and I clear my cache, you know, and I clear all this other bullshit thing with my little toys and stuff. And I said, well, maybe I need to reboot. I'm rebooting and all this other shit.
God.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know I don't go, oh, my God. You know damn well you know exactly what I did because I told you. He's acting like he's innocent, folks. So then after I do all this bullshit and then come back into AboveTopSecret.com, well, the fucking episode is still gone. So I'm going, this is crazy. So I email Springer and I say, hey, my episode 3 is totally wiped out. And then I get this fucking email back and it says, oh, man, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't. I just thought you wanted to kill the whole fucking episode. You know,
no, I said exactly what you said.
No, I said.
The link said kill it. Damn, it's killed.
I didn't say kill the fucking link, ding dong. So anyway, after a bantering back and forth in his inebriated state and coming up with clever comebacks, which only he can generate when he's had his Sables, whatever the fuck it is, Maker's Mark or whatever.
Maker's Mark, man.
Yeah, whatever that goddamn brand is. So anyway, I did get episode 3 back up and everything was fine. So, but I told you I was going to rant about that and I wanted to be sure to do that. Okay.
Well, just learn this. Know this. When the Springer kills something, it's by God. Wrong.
Yeah. Now, there's an addendum to this, and that is he's always been able to retrieve stuff. He's always sitting there going, either that or the Gestapo guys are always saying, you know, we've removed a one of your threads and to, you know, the Twilight, ATS Twilight Zone, you know. If you want to get it again or whatever, you know, contact us and we can, you know, bring it back to life. Not Springer. Springer doesn't put anything in archive. Springer just kills the fucking thing outright, you know. There's no...
Dude, it's 3 clicks, stash it. It's 1 click, destroy it.
Yeah, well, evidently I need to start. And then what I did, there was something else that came up after that. And I just wanted to look at it. And in big 4-inch letters on my fucking email, I said, just look, don't kill. I didn't want him to have any kind of flashbacks, you know, for the day before. Okay. Getting into one of the threads tonight, one of the forums, and we talked about this, Springer, on the first episode, but, you know, there's so many different forums on AboveTopSecret.com, and I really love them. But we're going to talk about one that is one of your, if not the favorite ones, and that's aliens and UFOs, correct?
Absolutely. That is, in my humble opinion, the finest forum. Not only on AboveTopSecret.com, but on the Internet. Period. The end.
Okay, but tell people why, of all the forums that are on AboveTopSecret.com, you know, this is your favorite.
Well, I mean, when you get into Disneyland for Nuts, as we love to refer to the beloved ATS, AboveTopSecret.com, I mean, really get to the really good stuff, I mean, the stuff that makes you sit back and you either have a reaction of, wow, that's absolutely incredible. Or you go, man, how did this person get up in the morning, find the mental faculties to turn a computer on and actually type? It really does. It ranges from the extremes. And to me, for my you know, very limited free time in the day, I really want to get a bang for my internet reading buck. Like you, I hate reading.
And if it's gonna be something you have to read, you at least want it to be fucking interesting, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I want to pop my head open.
And you know, I mean, you know, I'm the poster kid for Nuts, you know, and I understand all that. So, I wear that badge proudly for AboveTopSecret.com. But I mean, there are some fucking articles in the thing, that, you know, that are a little fucking weird. Now, I've got one in my hand here, and I haven't told Springer about this at all, because I just want to get your fucking, I just want to get your professional opinion on this. Okay, so this is off of the Aliens and UFOs site. And first off, I want to say, well, no, I'll tell you about this in a minute after I tell you about this. Okay. All right. This is off the Aliens and UFOs site. Now, I'm going to quote verbatim what this clown writes, okay? I will try to remember exactly what happened, although I'm still shaken, not stirred at what transpired. My wife and I were walking along the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada recently. We looked in the air and saw a strange ship approaching from the east. It was extremely unusual, as it was not saucer-shaped as I had always believed. It was cube-shaped. Before I knew what had happened, my wife and I were both sucked into the air by some sort of transport device. We were dragged to this room by some really rude characters who had devices sticking out from all parts of them. They were also wearing some extremely unusual uniforms. Fortunately, my wife had our digital camera and took the photo shown above after they connected me to this device. I don't remember much other than hearing a thousand different voices in my head. Yet there was one female voice that seemed to direct everyone. My wife said that I screamed a lot and that when she took this photo, this is all of my thoughts and ideas were being sucked into the chamber I was connected to. The last thing I remember is being back at the Mirage Hotel where we were staying. I didn't seem to suffer any bad effects. My memory sucked before the encounter, and it still does. I was 5'7" before, and still am. I was a Leo before, and still appear to be. There was one positive. I'm sorry. I didn't know how long I could keep from laughing. There was one positive thing. You know how those erectile dysfunction people are always saying and giving false hope to all the men around the world, I might add, that if you have an erection for more than 4 hours to consult a doctor. Yeah. Bullshit, baby. I'm going to Vegas and fuck some whores. Well, I don't need Viagra anymore. It seems that whatever the Borg did to me, they gave me some kind of wiener implant. Now all I have to do is push a button. and recharge my batteries. Oh, who the fuck wrote this? Oh, that's mine. Sorry.
Yeah,
I was abducted by an alien Borg by Dave Rabbit. Now, this is the kind of quality material, folks, as you're going to see on aliens and UFOs. Now, that was my little joke. Okay, two things I want to discuss before we go into the thread, and that is the Borg Queen. Would you bang her?
The Borg Queen?
I ask you first. The Borg Queen. You've seen the bitch. Would you bang her?
No way, man. Not a chance.
Is it the device is sticking out of her head? Is that? I mean, she's got a nice body.
It's you know, metallic shit growing through skin just doesn't do it for me. I mean, that's just,
okay, you know, well,
Borg freak in general.
All right, now you know there's another article in the Above Top Secret, and I think it's on the Dave Rabbit forum. Would you have? And all politics aside, see, one thing about that I look at as far as women, I don't let politics interfere with my man thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So one of the topics on the Dave Rabbit forum, which also has to do with strange stuff, science fiction, is Jane Fonda when she starred as Barbarella. Now, there's a bunch of responses, you know, and some people couldn't put their politics aside or anything else for that matter. Some people were able to look at it from the humor standpoint that I put it up on the site. I got some great responses. Man, I can't believe Barbarella, man, I want to fuck her brains out. Of course, they don't say those words in Above Top Secret because it's a clean website. But they do allow you to put, like, you know, little characters and little, you know, question marks and stuff. I'm just interpreting what all this bullshit is, you know. Yeah, this one guy wanted to bang her. I have to admit, when she was Barbarella, I wanted to bang her. I'm sorry. You know, I thought she was hot as hell. And that John Philip Law, what a faggot. I mean, I can't believe that guy ever even did. He looked like a faggot, you know. He really did. I couldn't figure out how he was getting that in those little ray gun pistols that they had that looked like miniature penises. What was up with that bullshit? Yeah. Well, that's the Italian story.
It was all the 60s free love merchandise.
All right. So much for the laughter.
Jane was hot. My only thing with Jane back in those days is she looked so much like her dad that
you felt like you were banging her dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'd be like Henry Fonda with a hot pot. I mean, Jesus, that was weird.
Well, I never had those fantasies. You know, mine was Barbarella, Henry Fonda, and Springer. Fonda. Up a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. You know what's going to be weird? Tonight, you know, when you finally go to bed, like at 3 a.m., you know, when you've actually passed out in front of your computer from the maker's mark, you know, you're going to have dreams, and you're just going to be like Henry Fonda coming into your room or something.
Yeah, with a bubble, what's that shit, acrylic bubble space suit on or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be something. It's going to be something. It's going to be something strange and weird. Okay, now for something completely serious. Okay. This particular article, or this particular thread that we're going to talk about, is on the aliens and UFOs. And it's entitled Alien Abduction Experiences, and then in parentheses it says, please don't be too graphic. It's by, and of course everybody at AboveTopSecret.com, you know, chooses names, you know, mine's Dave Rabbit. Woo, that was really a lot of thought that went into it. You know, I'm sitting there going, what name do I want to use? Anyway, yeah. But a lot of these people really put some great thought into these names. And this particular member that you can see when you go to AboveTopSecret.com under the alien and UFOs, on-site name is Seen Too Much. When I read the article, I mean, I thought it was a very interesting article. And I think people would get a good insight into the type of things in the alien UFOs that are posted. And I want to just kind of read her little deal, and then Springer and I are going to kind of discuss it. One thing I want folks to understand, Springer, and that is this, pardon me, I've got the burps. This particular thread that was created by Seen Too Much, she posted it on October 6, 2006, which is 23 days ago.
Yeah.
To date, as of today, it has been viewed 7,124 times. That is amazing. There are 212 separate reply posts. And on the reply post at AboveTopSecret.com, it's really cool because someone will reply to you, and then you can sit there and reply to them, and kind of on and on. But there's 212 separate posts that has to do with Seen Too Much's experience. And I'm going to read it because, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so Springer's sitting there drinking Maker's Mark, and he would get tongue-tied. And we're both looking at the screen. He's in Mars, and I'm here in Dallas. And so I'm just going to kind of read it. And I'm not going to read everything, but just some things that I thought were kind of interesting. And she's a newbie. It says, I'm new here. Let me begin by saying this is the best board I have ever seen. I look forward to reading y'all's experiences, and it was a really relief to finally share mine. She's a 45, female, married, a grandkid. She lives in Austin, Texas. God, you know, another Texan. Paralegal, oh, yeah. 2 dogs, 3 cats. And it says she's not on any medication. She's considered very stable. She's not under a doctor's care, and she's hasn't ever written anything about herself in years, so she was a little rusty with her grammar or whatever. And it says, there's a few differences between what I experienced with the visitors and what I've read that other people have experienced at AboveTopSecret.com. And it is not my intention to disavow anyone's experiences or beliefs. Simply, I am here to share, learn, and listen. I have had encounters with visitors as far back as when I was 1 to 2 years old. I have conscious memory of many of them, almost the classic abduction scenario, but not quite. My situation involves human-looking visitors with a few grays in the background as their helpers. I didn't float out of any windows. I walked with them out the door with my family frozen in place. And as a child, none of my memories were blurred at all until I was older. I remember telling my mother about it. I would tell her about a black-haired lady with very white skin and bright blue eyes wearing a bright red robe or a cape that would come over with 2 very skinny men. They would take me to a shiny metal ship in the woods. My vocabulary was very limited at that age, so to fill in the gaps, I would point to objects for color references or whatever I was referring to. That became the biggest joke in the house when my brother and sisters dubbed me tomato, or dubbed the lady that I was pointing to, Tomato Lady, because that's how I referenced that she had a red robe. I pointed to a tomato because the tomato was red. And her family teased her endlessly. And they go, "Watch out, the Tomato Lady is coming for you." I remember seeing my family frozen, the house going all silent. No crickets, no chirping, trying to wake them up, hit them, scream at them, and then giving up and hiding under my sister's bed, hoping they'd take her. She was a real brat. I realized after a while that when it went silent that, you know, I had a few minutes before they showed up. And as I got older, I tried my best to quickly get something to fight with them. I asked my brother to teach me how to use a slingshot. He refused. I was too young, he said. So I practiced with it and did all kinds of things, hoping to find some way to prevent anything happening to me in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Another time, I piled rocks up on my bed and let them have at it. I couldn't wake my family up at all, so when I was fighting so hard to avoid, I just couldn't accomplish it. The ship was a very large round silver saucer with a side opening, and it was usually parked in a glade within the forest. I remember showing the spot to my mom, father, brother, and they all just laughed it off. The tomato lady joked grew in our house, and as I got older, I couldn't describe it anymore. Inside, they would take me through an open area with some children playing with amazing educational toys. They were all interactive and capable of doing some incredible feats, which usually keyed from your working with it through the mind or body. Beyond that, a door would open. They would lead me to a smaller room with a doctor's examination table. They lifted me onto the table, and the lady would watch as a human looking man would give me a physical. He was about 5'6", black hair, blue eyes, and wearing a bright, tight, stretch jumpsuit. Springer, I didn't know you were there. Sort of like a uniform. There was an emblem. There was an emblem on his shoulder, like a lightning bolt or something similar. He would speak to me in English, asking me how I was, how I felt, and all those other things. He usually gave me a few painful pinches with some kind of instrument that would be similar to like giving someone an inoculation. After that, they were really quite nice and talked to me for a while and then let me play with the toys for a bit. They told me that I was a very, very special girl. They didn't say in what way, and that they were pleased with that, and I sure I didn't want to do well. They wanted me to do well in school when I was older, and that I would visit me for years, which they did. I remember the visits up until about 7 years old. After that, I don't remember anything. But in later experiences in my 20s, I was told about visits from them during this gap. Also, later in years, I was told the real reason for the visits from these beings, which I'll post when I get the computer time. I share this computer with my husband, who uses it for work. Then it says, has anybody else on the board had contact? And I mean, they're literally, Springer, are they not, hundreds of people that replied with similar stories, and some people gave their opinions about this or that. But you know, you're an expert as far as this particular form goes. I read it, and I told you before, and I don't mind telling people, you know, I saw flying saucers as a kid, and this isn't a joke. I told Springer this one time when we had a personal conversation. I saw flying saucers when I was like 4 or 5 years old, living in Oak Cliff, and there was a bunch of people outside, families, like neighborhood kids and whatever, and we were all standing outside. You know, honest to God, you know, all of us saw the same thing, and it wasn't until this documentary came out some years later when I was older that was about Project Blue Book, which was Air Force, that I realized that we all weren't completely nuts, because one of the things they had on this documentary was, in fact, about a group of saucer-shaped things that people saw over the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, I mean, you know, this is your expertise, Springer. Tell me about, I can't disbelieve this lady, because I personally have had an experience, not being taken individually, but I personally have had experience as far as flying saucers, and I believe, you know, there's got to be intelligent life other than on planet Earth. I'm just not that conceited to believe that, you know, that we're the only ones. Tell me about, do you think that she is legit? I think she is.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of different ways you can look at this stuff. There's two groups of people in the 15, 20 years that I've been operating and or owning websites where people tend to congregate who talk about these subjects. I've kind of realized there's two different groups. Well, there's actually three different groups. The first group are the purely delusional. I mean, these are people that would walk into a psychiatrist's office and they wouldn't walk out. You know, I mean, they'd be carried out and taken off to the loony bin. There's another group that are very interesting. And this group is really interesting because in all other aspects of their life, they're totally normal people. I mean, completely normal, highly successful people. And there's a medical term that is coming back into the U.S. Medical Association's vogue, and it's called paraphrenic. You've got schizophrenic, which that means you're kind of crazy your whole life. You know, every aspect of your life, you're kind of out of it. You know, you're out there. Paraphrenic is easily described as someone who is completely normal in all aspects of their life. I mean, you could know the person for 10 years, be walking down the street, going to lunch with them, for example, and out of the blue, they would make a comment like, you know, did you see that pitch in the baseball game last night? And you'll go, yeah, I saw it. What about it? Well, the aliens grabbed that ball and put that curve on it, and that's why Bob missed it. And you would stand there and go, wait a minute. This guy is successful and normal and all that, and he's now talking to me about aliens. And you yeah. could never dissuade him of it.
Wow.
And then there's a third group that are just despicable, and that's the hoaxers. Now, the big deal going on right now is, are these paraphrenics, you know, these absolutely rational, logical, successful, working, living, contributing to society human beings that absolutely believe, there's no question that they believe they've had these experiences. Are these people nuts? And I can't say they are. And I'm in contact, as you know, with more than one extremely qualified, very high up the food chain medical professionals and scientists.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, and these guys are extremely interested in these people as well. And I'm talking about characters who had been on the inside of the CIA. They'd been on the inside of the intelligence agencies. And, you know, when people like that start talking to me about people like this, I start getting very interested. And really, this is one of the biggest reasons that I'm still interested in the aliens and UFO phenomenon, in spite of all the hoaxers and dirtbags out there that, you know, have tried to, you know, just basically make a buck off of it. That's all their motivation is. I think that seen too much really has seen too much. and it may not be too much, but reading this is a very rational, logical sounding person to me. One of the things the delusional people do is that whenever you offer another alternative explanation, they kind of go crazy on you. And you can look through this forum and see several examples of it. You can say, well, maybe it was this, and they're going to come back, oh, absolutely not, it can't be that, it can't be that, it can't be that. Seen too much comes back and says, wow, I hadn't thought of that. That's almost chilling to me when I see someone like that. In all these hundreds of responses, she's never once gone vicious or said, no, you're crazy.
Yeah,
it's the aliens.
Yeah, and to me, you know, if someone can talk rationally when someone says, well, and there was a couple of people that said, you know, well, you know, I they were kind of questioning maybe somebody was talking about toys. I didn't read anything about toys in there. I have no clue what the hell this guy was talking about. But I mean, you know, she was very rational in her response. Now this is what I think is interesting, and we're going to get off that particular one. But I'm just going through here, Springer, and I'm just looking beginning on page one of Aliens and UFOs. These are just some of the topics, folks, that I want you to kind of have some idea. Now here's one that's called the compilation of some of the best UFO cases, or the classics, if you will. There's 15,079 views of that particular thread. The strangest UFO pics that are taken today. There's 10,047 views of that thread. Now, this one is just amazing. John Lear's Moon Pictures on Above Top Secret. 51,211 views since that went up on the site.
Yeah, and that one had 20,000 views in the first 48 hours.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And you talked
to
him.
That's a great threat.
And we talked about John briefly on the first one when we had the Skype nightmare where about every other word we heard you say. So you want to just briefly tell us about John Lear in case those that don't know who John Lear is?
Yeah, John Lear is the son of the infamous Mr. Lear of Learjet fame. And John is one of the absolutely the most qualified pilot alive today. He's got every certification that the FAA offers for every kind of aircraft. He's broken numerous records of speed, endurance, you know, you name it. The guy has flown for the CIA in what they call that, Air America. He was one of the Air America pilots.
That Mel Gibson played that movie, Air America. Yeah.
Exactly. John Lear lived that. He's met people from kings and princes all the way down to guys who own websites like me. And he has these photographs that came from NASA, and they're the original, you know, the strips. NASA takes their pictures, and it's all digitally transmitted in strips, and then you got to tape the strips one on top of the other, and you get the full panoramic view. And he had a guy named Bob Lazar, who is definitely famous to anybody who's interested in Area 51 and Roswell or any of that stuff. Bob Lazar scanned these pictures into John Lear's computer back in 1997 or 96 or 92, somewhere back then. And they've never been put up on the internet. And John Lear put them on a CD and mailed them to me. And we got them uploaded. My Arctic Overlord uploaded them onto the site for us. And there's just anomalies all over these photographs. And I mean, this thing went to 20,000 views in 48 hours. And what do we got now? We've got 853 replies.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
If you want to see a group of highly intelligent, and we have everything is represented in this thread, from guys who are professional photographic analysts, astronomers, physicists, engineers of several different brands, and they're all looking at these and analyzing it and giving their take on is there something in these pictures beyond what NASA has told us is on the moon. That's kind of the gist of the whole thing.
Yeah, and I was so attracted after Springer and I talked about it that, you know, I looked at these things. And I mean, it's really some amazing stuff. I mean, it's really out there. And I don't mean out there in a biblical sense. I'm talking about out there in just a scientific look at these pictures of the moon is just unbelievable. And his comments about things that are on the moon that may or may not be what they appear to be. And that's what's neat about AboveTopSecret.com is that, you know, you get guys that are just, you know, rockets that really are literally rocket scientists and professionals. And they're sitting there, you know, saying, hey, here's the facts. Here's a couple of more things on the site that I was just scrolling through here. And if you come up with a couple, Springer, you know, jump in, that have had huge hits. One of them is official contact with aliens to take place within next 4 months. 11,265 hits. Now, sometimes replies really tell the story about how much controversy a topic has. Here's one that had 521 replies and 49,247 views. Small gold flat chips have been extracted from my throat. I need help. And I mean, it was 521 people that, you know, that responded to this. Here's one even better than that. 38,513, 586 people replied to this particular thread. Stargates are real. I love the movie Stargate. And, you know, it made plausible sense to me when you're talking about the pyramids in Egypt and all the things that, you know, have to do with that. You know, that I told Springer. Now, I don't want to get any hate mail from all you Catholics and Jews, okay? But, you know, I told Springer one time there was somebody that came over to Bunny's in my house. Bunny Rabbit is my wife. anyway, she came over to this couple came over, and this guy's sitting there. And I mean, okay, granted, we had a few margaritas. We didn't have Maker's Mark, but we had, like, you know, margaritas. And we're sitting around the hot tub and whatever, And you know, the guy starts talking, you know, and I mean, it's not like we're, you know, back in the 60s smoking grass and go, hey, man, look at that rabbit, you know, or anything like that. I mean, we're all conscious, at least, you know. You know, he says, you know something? He says, I've always had a theory that Jesus Christ was an alien. And I thought, why do you say that? He says, well, he says, look at all the miraculous miracles that this man did. You know, got rid of the leeches off of people's bodies, made a guy that couldn't walk, you know, walk again, and all these miracles. He says, what if he was a superhuman intelligence? Now, you know, people are always referring to God, you know, going, you know, God, you know, is everything and whatever. And I mean, you know, if there is a singular person that is just over the entire universe, I mean, that's just would be so unbelievably mind blowing to me, you know? That lends even more credence, and I'm not demigodding here, but that lends even more credence that, you know, God really could be probably a superhuman intelligence that is capable of doing all these miraculous things. And so sure. You were sitting there and I'm going, wow, I never really thought about that. But, you know, really when you stop and think about it, rose from the dead, you know, there was no body. Well, I mean, you know, teleportation. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that you can conjure up that are just as explainable, you know, to me that as other things. And not that, you know, like I said, you know, I'm not the most religious person in the world, but I do believe that there is something out there that is responsible for all of us, whether you call him God, whether you call him Allah, you know, or whatever you want to name him, Bob, Sam, Joe, whether it's male, female, I don't know, you know, but I do know that it has to be someone with awesome power and in order to do the things that God does. And it's just as plausible to me when the guy says, you know, I bet Jesus Christ was, you know, was God's son, but he was, you know, superhuman as far as an extraterrestrial, you know. And, you know, all of a sudden it completely changed the way I thought about God. You know, I mean, it really did, because I really believe that you can sit there and take the Bible and everything it says and equate it into something that is a miracle. You know, I don't care what the Pope and the Catholics come up with on, you know, all these different things. Well, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Hey, Agnes just dropped 2 gonads. Ah, it's a miracle. You know, or whatever. But, you know, it's amazing. I mean, everything's unexplainable. You know, everything is unexplainable. I mean, they sit there and try to explain things. They try to explain miracles and try to explain all these other things. And it's just not explainable. Now, you know, I'm not saying that I think that's the correct analyzation of what the guy said. It's just that I thought it was an interesting point. You know, after a couple of margaritas, it got more interesting.
Well, there is a huge movement that let me back up a little bit. If you take everything literally, God is absolutely extraterrestrial because he's not of Terra or of the Earth. He's absolutely would be considered an alien because he's certainly not human. So, you know, but there's a whole movement that believe that the aliens that are visiting or abducting people are actually the Nephilim, which are the fallen angels from heaven. And if you take that a step further, it's believed that there are hybrids, you know, this whole hybrid alien, half human, half alien thing, came from the biblical tale of when the angels came to earth and had relations with human women and created the giants. And if you take the literal translation of the word Nephilim, it does mean giant. And they're used in the context of fallen angels from heaven. So even more, if you look at a lot of the biblical paintings, and there's thousands of websites out there that I was listening to go check out that break down these paintings in a great and very easy to read way. But there are dozens of paintings from back in the early days that show UFOs in the sky. I mean, the classic UFO.
Yeah.
It looks like a saucer. It's got flames coming out its ass. I mean, you know, a little guy inside of it with a freaking helmet on. I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah. And, you know, the only thing that would make my day even better is, you know, something landing out in the backyard and getting rid of that dead rat smell from when my wife gave me a list of honeydews and said, there's a dead rat out there in the storage room. You know, and I go out there. I think it was just the only way just to completely clean everything up. Well, I guess that's it for this episode, Springer. So thank you very much for joining us again for a Springer Sprung, and I'll catch you on the flip side, brother.
All right, my man. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. See you later.
Keep jamming.
All right, bro. Take care.
Bye.
Well, that's this episode of AboveTopSecret.com Springer Sprung. I hope you enjoyed this little trip inside the minds of Dave Rabbit and Springer. But as they say, people's thoughts and ideas are just like assholes. Every one of us has one, and these just happen to be ours. For one hell of a mind trip, visit the homepage of AboveTopSecret.com at www.AboveTopSecret.com. For more Dave Rabbit fun, audio, and video, visit my homepage at www.RadioFirstTermer.com. V as in Victor, N as in Nancy. And my official podcast network home, www.DaveRabbit.Podomatic.com. Until next time, when Springer and I explore the inner mind of the AboveTopSecret.com family. Live long and prosper.